The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect that of the staff and management of Good Karma Brands, but are the sole responsibility of the host and guests of this particular show.
America may have many, many days, but they will be full of trouble. There will be no rest. There will be no tranquility in this country. Yes, sir. Until a nation comes to terms with our problems.
Bringing you social and political commentary from his mouth to your ears. Breaking down the issues which matter to you.
You are not put here to be a white man's footstool. You are put here to represent the very best in God's word.
Legendary civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the studio. Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Mr. Reverend, good morning on this chilly Milwaukee morning.
And I am pleased to have one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
To Mr. Eric Holder. Mr. Holder, so good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. How you been? It's been a long time. Haven't seen you for a while.
The Dr. Cornell West. Dr. West, how are you, sir?
My dear brother, you're so kind, you're so generous, so man, but I salute you and the work that you were doing there. Doing a magnificent job there in Wisconsin.
Stream live on 1017thetruth.com. Call in with your questions or comments. 833-212-1017. Join us on social media at 1017thetruth. It may not be what you expect to hear, but I will definitely give you what you need to know. Are you ready for the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Sherwin Hughes.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, one day after the evil man has left our wonderful state. And let me tell you why he's evil. In case you haven't been listening to me over the past, oh, how long has it been? 9 years? I've been talking about the ills of Donald Trump. And here's the thing. I'm not getting into arguments with people about either why Joe Biden is bad or what Trump did for the economy. Like that, those points are moot and they're starting to get old. I think people know what this is really about. But here's where I'm most concerned, and I don't want this to sound like any kind of a threat. It is more of a warning, because what Americans do is we dismiss things that make us feel uncomfortable. We think, well, that's not going to happen. That can't happen. I don't want to think about that. We are simultaneously pessimistic and optimistic at the same time. So we're pessimistic about politics and about our political leaders because you don't like either one of them. But at the same time, we're incredibly optimistic about unrealistic stuff. Like a bunch of y'all really think you're going to be billionaires before you die. Like we're optimistic about that kind of stuff. Pessimistic about our politics. And so let me play into the pessimism for a second. The fairness of the 2024 election, which personally Sherwin Hughes believes is going to be fair, because at this point, with so much scrutiny on elections and election officials and mail-in ballots and how the ballots are tabulated and drop boxes, like everyone is going to be watching that. And whatever, it is what it is. If people want to waste their time, you know, coming into the city of Milwaukee because you think that we're going to commit voter fraud, if you have that kind of time to do that kind of stuff, and if the law allows you to do it, okay, fair enough. You're not going to find anything. I'd imagine anyone content to commit any kind of voter fraud in favor of Joe Biden is probably getting a bunch of second thoughts because that's a real stupid felony to get. But you're going to have 100,000 people spread across four or five states, Wisconsin included, to make sure the election is fair. So when Trump was here yesterday, you know, he talked about, obviously, the election. He wants it to be fair. He thinks it's going to be fair. But only if he thinks the election is fair. Hopefully you guys can pay attention to this, like how he speaks and his, like what he intends to communicate to his followers and to his supporters, to his disciples and to his cult. He is going to be the one that decides, not actual fact and finding, not actual voter fraud. None of that stuff is going to have anything to do with it. And here's the thing, you wouldn't even know the results of any quote unquote voter fraud until weeks or months after the election anyway. You wouldn't know who's going to get prosecuted, all that other stuff until well after the election has been over. And it's never going to be enough election fraud or voter fraud to sway an election. That is the thing that people need to know. It's, I got some stuff here. It's like 0.03% of the votes that are cast are somehow fraudulent, or someone votes when they're not supposed to vote, or somebody that should have cast a provisional ballot cast a regular ballot. It is so incredibly small that even though we are living in the days and times of presidential elections being decided in the margins, there still isn't enough voter fraud to sway the election for either candidate. So you just got to have a concrete understanding of that. But if Donald Trump decides that the election wasn't fair, meaning if he loses, there's going to be violence in this country. Now, you can tell yourself, you can be optimistic and think, oh, no, Sherwin, that won't happen. I am guaranteeing there will be, because you saw the dress rehearsal that was January 6th. And there's a whole bunch of people that no matter what happens, if Donald Trump loses, they're going to think it's fraud. And he's actually continuing to stoke the fires. And he did it when he was here yesterday. The Biden trial, he's calling it. Like, Joe Biden is putting him on trial for crimes that he committed. In fact, if you notice, Joe Biden don't even really say anything about Trump being on trial. Joe Biden is actually showing a tremendous amount of energy out there campaigning it. He's going to the four police officers were killed, I think, in New York fairly recently. Joe Biden is traveling to New York. He's all over the country campaigning and looking like a very spry 82-year-old man. Joe Biden ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump's crimes that he committed. Joe Biden ain't paid no porn star. If anything, if Joe Biden paid a porn star, he'd pay him in like Werther's Originals, like old people hard candy. That's what he would. He'd have some Werther's in his pocket. Trump is still controlling the narrative. And there's so many people that believe that no matter what happens in the election, there's going to be fraud, there's going to be cheating, because they think that he's on trial. Because Trump is telling them this. There are people in this country, millions of people, that think the whole 88 felonies and the four jurisdictions in which Donald Trump has been charged is all made up by Joe Biden. And imagine this, those people that are just convinced that that is the truth. In the event that Joe Biden gets more votes, they are going to also be convinced that Joe Biden had something to do with the election being fraudulent. Donald Trump needs to get reelected president for a variety of reasons. First of all, so he can stop all of these trials and all of these prosecutions, so he can remake the federal government to protect him, so the U.S. Attorney General will go after the people that he wants to go after. He said all of this stuff so that this country can track women if they try to get an abortion in a state that is legal, if they reside in a state where it is illegal. Donald Trump is going to violate something that is so incredibly sacred. And this is something I want the African-American, Black, Negro people to pay attention to. So we're all happy and cheering. When I say we're all, I'm being facetious, that they're going to use, Trump wants to use the U.S. military at the border to either turn away migrants or militarize the American border so the migrants don't get here. Because the wall thing didn't work. Did you remember the wall? Remember, it's supposed to be so many miles of big, beautiful wall. There's no wall. Joe Biden has put up more wall than Trump did. They're just repairing it and patching it up. I saw a documentary? Oh, it was so good. There's one part of the wall. It's got to be the Texas part of the border. It's just wide open. And they showed a reporter for like NBC or MSNBC went down there, because they heard about this gigantic gaping hole in the wall, and they went and they took the news crews and the cameras. It's just people just walking. They're not even running. They're just walking right across, just having a time of their life, just coming on into America. So the whole build a wall thing didn't work because Congress has to appropriate that money. And then remember the whole thing when the government got shut down because Donald Trump was mad he didn't get enough money for the border wall, then Nancy Pelosi had to give him $36 billion or whatever it was. The government was shut down. It was a whole mess. So that doesn't work. But what Trump did learn, because he's learned a lot, that he can have control over the U.S. military, especially in Washington, D.C., particularly the National Guard of Washington, D.C., but he is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. I think that's something that gets lost in our conversations about the president. I'm sorry, former president. That he controls the military. What do you think would happen if in May or June of 2020, when Donald Trump was still president, Black Lives Matter protesters would have stormed the U.S. Capitol. What do you think would happen? Who do you think would have been there immediately to protect and defend the U.S. Capitol? And had they stormed the U.S. Capitol, I would have been in favor of the U.S. military protecting the seat of the federal government. You ain't supposed to go all up in the Capitol and steal stuff and ransack the Capitol. That's what you do at a Target or a Walmart. You don't do it at the Capitol. Come on. You do that at CVS. You don't ransack the Capitol. I assure you, Donald Trump would have called all the Joint Chiefs of Staff and would have had all of them engage their respective branches of the U.S. military to protect the U.S. Capitol from these rogue thug Black Lives Matter protesters. And we would have expected that. Notice who really didn't show up the day the U.S. Capitol was attacked on January 6, 2021. It was not nan uniform soldier nowhere. All that was there was the Capitol Police. And shout out to the Capitol Police, but unfortunately, they got their asses kicked. They got no military reinforcement. Even members of Congress were on their cell phones trying to urge someone in the executive branch to get the military there to protect them, because a lot of those members of the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, like, their lives were being threatened. I bet some of them fools, had they gotten their hands on Nancy Pelosi, they'd have did terrible things to her. Military didn't come. So Donald Trump is going to militarize the border, and a whole bunch of people that don't want migrants coming here, you guys are happy about that. Hey, Black people, do you know that if Donald Trump breaks precedent here in the United States where the U.S. military can turn on civilians, that he's going to turn them on us? Don't think for a second that he's going to spare us. Let there be a whole bunch of crime and violence in Detroit, Michigan, and New York City, and Chicago, Illinois, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You will have troops patrolling your streets, and they will shoot you. See, the military ain't like your local law enforcement. Local law enforcement are under different kinds of guidelines and directives. And of course, we have a board here that, what do they call it? The police and the fire commission that police officers have to be accountable to, because there's a board of people that discipline the police officers. The only people that really discipline the military is other people in the military. And the military essentially is controlled by Donald Trump. And if you think that all of that, if you mix all that up, you think that that's not going to end up being violent somewhere in this country during the November presidential election, then I don't know what to tell you. I just want you to be warned, because I think that Donald Trump is going to lose. I really do. Regardless of whatever the polls say, I think that enough people and enough conservative Republican women are not going to like these abortion laws, and they're not going to like the idea of a national abortion ban, that another like 2, maybe 3% of suburban, college-educated, Caucasian women that usually lean conservative. And let's be clear, white women, y'all want to have a conversation? Y'all want to talk? That you only voted for Republicans because your daddy and your brother and your husbands told you to? You knew that you were just voting for their interest because if the men in your life did well economically and politically, you thought you would do well economically and politically? Sorry, ladies. Sorry, I feel bad for you because y'all got played. So I think some of those women, some of them are still going to vote for Trump and further erode the rights of their rights, their daughters' rights, and future generations' rights as well. But enough of them are going to vote for Joe Biden to where Biden is going to win. Trump is not going to like that. He's going to call the election fraudulent, just like he did in 2020. He's going to call the Proud Boys or whoever he, whatever white nationalist supremacist group he has, to just start attacking people in different parts of the country. We'll take a break, come back. Suppose I'll recap the Donald Trump visit, but something even more disturbing. So I heard a part of his speech that he gave when he was in Waukesha. And did you guys hear this? I thought it was in pretty heavy circulation, at least locally. I don't know nationally if they played these clips of Donald Trump's speech. He talked about a vegan restaurant, but he pronounced it wrong. There's a vegan restaurant. They told me, but I don't really know if I like vegan, but I'm going to try it. He didn't say the name of the restaurant, but he's referring to a vegan restaurant, not in Waukesha, where he was, but in Milwaukee. On a couple of occasions, this particular restaurant that Donald Trump was referencing. Now, he didn't say the name of it, but I found an article where they are talking about that restaurant. And that restaurant that Donald Trump was referencing was the Gray Jet Cafe, a black-owned vegan restaurant on the Marquette campus. Well, there's an interview with Shanna Gray, one of the owners of the Gray Jet Cafe, and they have brought food here. I know that my coworkers have gone to the Gray Jet Cafe and supported them. The owner of the Gray Jet Cafe, this black-owned vegan restaurant that Donald Trump was referencing, they're Trumpers. Now, listen, I ain't going to tell y'all what to do. I ain't going to tell y'all where to spend your money. I mean, sometimes I do, but, like, that's not my job. If you think that I will ever in my life spend money at a Trump-supporting restaurant. See, that's why restaurant owners, y'all shouldn't tell people your political affiliations. You know how they tell basketball players and other athletes when they get involved in social causes? Like, shut up and dribble. We don't want to hear about your politics. Just shut up and catch the ball. That's what people say when athletes use their platforms to get involved in social causes. Restaurant owners, shut up and cook. Now I feel stupid because I was eating Gray Jet Cafe food because they were bringing it when I was on the air. And you know, if you want to get to old Sherwin, you bring him a plate. So they brought me a plate a couple times and I eat it on it. This food is delicious. You guys should all go support Gray Jet Cafe. I'll be damned if y'all go to a black restaurant that's a Trump supporter. And a woman apparently met with Trump. Oh, it's so bad. All right, I'm going to take a break, come back. They're going to be mad at me over at Gray Jet. But if you put your politics out, and then this black woman, apparently, Shanna Gray, is like disparaging migrants. And here's the craziest part. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get to the article. She talks about how her business, the Gray Jet Cafe, which is not doing very well, how it was doing so much better under Trump. It's not doing well under Biden. It's doing terrible under Biden. But when Trump was president, her business was doing better. They didn't open a damn restaurant until August of 2023, 3 years after Trump left office. Oh, my God. Okay. It's only 9:20. I got 2.5 more hours to cut up today. It's going to be a time. We're going to have a time today. Congratulations, Savannah. I heard. No, maybe it's not congratulations. You work here, right? You, I mean, like, officially. Like, you.
I'll take the congratulations. Thank you.
I hope I didn't just pull the cat out of the bag or the rabbit out there. Is it official?
I believe it's official.
Well, hell, if you don't know for sure, then I guess it ain't official.
I just got to check my emails. That's all.
Well, never mind then. Congratulations to Ricky Allen. He got a job here.
Don't do that.
What? No, I saw
Give me my flowers.
I saw his email, so it's official that he is a morning producer.
Somebody said I was on there too.
So you and me both have not checked the email to see if you're actually officially my producer yet.
We one in the same.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break and do a little reading and then come back and continue with the truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
More of the truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Boozilla, baby.
All right, I said I was going to check my email during the commercial break, but I couldn't. So hang on a second. Good morning, but wait, there's more. We are also excited to announce the addition of Savannah Samuels as producer for 101.7 The Truth. Savannah will produce The Truth with Sherwin Hughes every weekday from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Savannah joins The Truth after working for various media outlets and sports organizations over the past 5 years as an intern and as a professional. These places include NASCAR, U.S. Soccer, NBC Universal, Milwaukee Radio Group, NBC Fox 54 in Huntsville, Alabama, and TMJ4 here in Milwaukee. As a Milwaukee native and proud HBCU graduate of Howard University, Savannah is looking forward to bringing her youthful perspective, strong communication skills, and versatility to the truth. So we are excited to have Savannah grow her career as a teammate with 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands. Savannah is currently training and will be riding solo on Monday, May 13th. You've been solo for a week. There you go. Look at that. Look at the crowd. Hey, put your shirt back on, lady, back over in the corner. Look at that. Look at the crowd of people. Ooh. Congratulations, Savannah. We are so happy to have you here. And in the weeks that you have been here, it's been a month, right? At least, maybe just a little more than a month.
Yes, thank you.
You have made remarkable progress. And here's the thing. You've got a very lengthy resume as a professional and also as an intern. But producing my show is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart. And you have actually picked it up very, very well and very, very quickly. So I'm glad to have you here. I'm comfortable with you because I hate most people because they don't. I'm just saying they don't do it right. Like, I like them. But if my show sounds screwed up, listeners don't ever blame the producer. They blame me. Like, oh, Sherwin must be on that stuff. His show is messed up. They don't blame the producer. So it is part of your job to make me sound like I'm not on that stuff. And you do a great job. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're going to love it here.
Love you guys, Truth Nation. Well, I think, yes.
You're going to be a household name. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait till the first. We got a Juneteenth Day parade. Have you ever been in a Juneteenth Day parade? Well, now you're going to be in a Juneteenth Day parade with 101.7 The Truth. It's that's a whole different experience being in the parade as a Truth teammate. You're a celebrity. People gonna run up to the vehicle and want to touch you.
I'll take it all in. Don't touch you, but I'll take it all in.
All right. Dion will be there running behind the vehicle, sweating.
Stay back, Dion.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations. We're glad you're here. Let's get back to the stuff here. In an interview, Trump doesn't commit to accepting Wisconsin election results if he loses. From Waukesha, former President Donald Trump yesterday didn't commit to accepting the results of Wisconsin's presidential election in November if he does not win, and again promoted the falsehood that he won Wisconsin in 2020. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the former president said he would accept the results of the November election, showing that he lost if, quote, everything's honest. If everything's honest, I'd gladly accept the results, Trump said in an interview yesterday. If it's not, you have to fight for the rights of the country. That is him stoking the fires of violence. How would he know? The only determinant he's going to use is if he loses. Now, if he wins, which I really hope he doesn't, then he, of course, is going to say, oh, no, everything was beautiful. It was a beautiful victory. We had a great campaign. We raised a lot of money. We did very good things, and we beat crooked Joe Biden or whatever he's going to say. But if he loses, he immediately is going to go, the things were underhanded, there was voter fraud, et cetera, et cetera. I just want y'all to be aware of this because Wisconsin is more of an epicenter of a presidential election than we ever have been before because we are the state that has hosted two conventions in a row, the Democrats in 2020, the Republicans in 2024. We're a battleground state. We're one of those states where they're going to deploy 100,000 volunteers that they are hiring and recruiting to be in the battleground states to basically watch us cast our votes here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. He is going to say that voter fraud was committed and there likely will be some nutcase wearing blaze orange and camouflage holding an assault rifle storming election and polling locations somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. But if everything is honest, which we anticipate it will be, Trump said, a lot of changes have been made over the last few years. But if everything is honest, I will absolutely accept the results, he said. He offered similar conditions when asked the same question by news outlets in 2016 and in 2020. Trump said he would, quote, let it be known if he thought something was wrong with the election. All it's going to take is just one person to tell him, hey, Trump, something is going on in Milwaukee. Oh, we don't know what's going on in Michigan. Oh, Mr. Trump, there's something weird going on in Ohio. Oh, Pennsylvania, the election results are coming in kind of funny. That's all it's going to take. We have a political party that is now ruled and dominated by a man who engages in conspiracies that are dangerous for this democracy. I'd be doing a disservice to the country if I said otherwise, he said. But no, I expect an honest election, and we expect to win and maybe very big. We'll take a break, come back, and then talk about the vegan restaurant owner that actually appeared on stage with Donald Trump. Shanna Gray, the co-owner of the Gray Jet Cafe, a vegan restaurant on the Marquette campus, joined Trump on stage at the Waukesha County Exposition Center. Some things I don't understand. Why, as an African-American business owner, you would be on stage with that man? Because here's the thing about black businesses, and oh, I got a lot to say about them. A lot of times when we go into business, we want our primary customers to be other black people. And I get it. But if you want to stay in business, you got to sell your goods and services to everybody. We have a couple, not many, Trump supporters that call and text this show. Okay. The most prominent one, the most vocal one, he calls every now and again, but he texts way more often than he calls. In fact, I haven't even checked our text messages today. He probably has texted us already. His name is Brian. Okay. Brian is a black person. Brian is a Trump supporter. Okay. So let me give you a little more detail about Brian just so you can understand the black Trump supporter. He thinks the earth is flat. That's Brian.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Supports Trump, but is convinced that the earth is a pancake. Oh, no. The moon is round. Sun is round. Mars, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter. Saturn even got round rings around it. Everything else in the universe and the solar system is round, except for Earth. Earth is a flat pancake, just a square, just kind of spinning around in the universe. Why you would go on stage with Donald Trump as a black business owner in this city is beyond me. Like, why do we want to go out of business sometimes as black business owners? Like, why do we beg to file for bankruptcy? I got to take a break, come back, and we'll talk about Shanna Gray, the co-owner of Gray Jet Cafe, a vegan restaurant on the Marquette University campus, joined Trump on stage at the Waukesha County Exposition Center. I'd be scared to eat the food.
Is Trump even vegan?
No, he ain't vegan. He probably wouldn't even go like the food. Oh, the truth was sure when he was to be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Okay, I'm gonna try something right now. So, Shanna Gray, co-owner of the Gray Jet Cafe, that has brought food. The food, I don't want to say this. It was actually good. But now it ain't going to taste the same. If I know that a Trump supporter's hands has been preparing my French fries and my vegan chicken patty, it's going to taste like oppression. You know what I'm saying? It's going to taste like I can't get an abortion. You know, it's going, no, I'm just saying, that's a terrible taste. I don't want to taste your politics in the food. Quote, it's supposed to be really good. I'm not into the vegan stuff, I must say, Trump said this, but I'm going to have to try this. When we come here in a short period of time into Milwaukee, we're going to come and try that vegan food. I don't know if I'm going to like it, says Trump. Well, guess what I found on the YouTube? Yeah, I found it. Hold on now, everybody, wait. I got all these buttons. Let me push this button and see what happens.
We're honored to be joined today by Shanna Gray, who owns a vegan restaurant. Supposed to be really
vegan.
Good. I'm not into the vegan stuff, I must say, but I'm going to have to try this. When we come here in a short period of time into Milwaukee, we're going to come and try that vegan food. I don't know if I'm going to like it. But she had a big business. Shanna says her business is being brutalized by the soaring cost of food. She's never seen anything like it. And right now, she says, things just aren't working. She was doing great. 3.5 years ago, she was doing better than she ever did during the Trump years. She said, I was able to afford things. I wasn't worried about my future. I am now. I'm starting to really worry. The stress and the anxiety are really hurting me. So I'd like to have Shanna come up for a second and say a few words. Thank you.
This is the black lady, owner of the Gray Jet Cafe. She's wearing a red outfit. And she brought another black lady with her. And she's at the podium. Trump is trying to tell her to go to the mic.
As we spoke before, it is very important that we change what is going on now. None of us can continue to go with the Biden administration. We definitely need to make this house party over. We need Trump in 2024, so make sure.
I can't believe this. 2024. Oh, and they hug.
Okay, that's. I need to fade that out. All right, so that's Shanna Gray of the Gray Jet Cafe and Black owned restaurant. Why does she call the Biden administration a house party?
I love the poorly educated.
There you go. There's so much I want to say. Quote, Shanna says her business is being brutalized by the soaring cost of food. She's never seen anything like it. And right now she says things just aren't working. Well, that's not going to help appearing on stage with Trump. On the Marquette campus? Like the Marquette kids. Well, no, some of the Marquette kids, they might go there because she's a Trump supporter. They're a very Catholic school. Except Gray's restaurant on Wells opened in August of 2023, more than 2 years after Trump left office. In a 2023 interview, Gray told Urban Milwaukee that she met her then fiance, Andrin Jett, during the COVID-19 pandemic and launched the business a year later. They initially made pop-up appearances throughout the city before opening the cafe, which she now operates as a sole proprietorship. A limited liability company, Gray Jett Enterprises, was organized in November of 2021 and dissolved in November 2023. On Wednesday, she told Urban Milwaukee she first launched the business as a side project without ever registering it. It's very important that we change what's going on now. None of us can continue what is going on with the Biden administration, Gray said after taking the stage. We need Trump in 2024, so make sure you vote Trump in 2024. And in April 2024, interview with Fox News. She was on Fox News, too? And no, to answer all of your questions, she was not paid to be on stage with Trump. Whenever you see a local person, like a local business owner, on stage with a presidential candidate, so we call that local color. Like, you want to have somebody who's from that city, from that community, preferably somebody well-known, somebody who's popular, somebody who owns a business. When those people are invited to be on stage with a president or a presidential candidate at an event or at a rally, they do not get paid. So, no, she did that on her own free will. In April last month, in an interview with Fox News, Grace said she wasn't sure which candidate would be best for the economy, but expressed concern with price increases that she said she couldn't pass on to customers. Things have to change. I'm not sure who the best candidate is to do that. So for those of you economic scholars out there, exactly what in the hell do you think that Joe Biden can do to make a corporation charge less money? No, seriously, what do you think a president can do? Can a president pass a law with a Republican majority in the House of Representatives that makes corporations charge less money to consumers in this country? No such law would or could ever exist. Even an attempt at such a law would be unconstitutional. I can't stand when people try to blame a person, a president, for inflation, for prices going up. Prices go up. Look at what a loaf of bread cost in 1982. A loaf of bread was so cheap, it was probably free. You could just go into a store and be like, hey, I need some bread. I want to make a sandwich. And the store owner be like, here you go. It's cheap. It's free. It was a nickel. A loaf of bread in 1982 was 1 cent.
Damn.
See? If you look at historical prices, you could have bought a house in 1947. Not if you're black. But if you were a white person, you could have bought a house in 1947 out of Sears Roebuck catalog for $10,000. Not even $10,000. You could have bought a house for $4,500. Everything gets more expensive. It's not a president's fault. All right. Let me take a break here. Let me read some. What's the Peanut Gallery talking about? Peanut Gallery, I'll get to y'all in a second. Right now, I got to take a little pause for the cause. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I didn't even get to the best part. In remarks before Trump arrived at the event, Shanna Gray was critical of migrants. This is what she says now. "What I've seen in this administration is quite terrifying," said Gray. She said inflation was negatively impacting her business, then goes on to say, "I'm terrified if I will be able to keep operating under this administration." She then told a story of an individual coming into her restaurant and paying for food. Wouldn't you think that somebody coming into your restaurant, supporting your restaurant, and paying for the food is a good thing? Hold on, it gets better. This is what she says. She says, "Just recently, I had a migrant come into my cafe that recently passed through the borders and paid for their food with one of those prepaid cards they were given," said Gray. "How is that? That's a slap in the face as a proud American who worked hard just like each one of you. And to be affected by the food costs." First of all, how in the hell would she know that they're a migrant, number one? Number two, they paid for their food. She accepted the card, didn't she? She didn't turn them away. Why do we do this to one another? Like, why do black people make it so hard to support other black people? That's a black woman-owned restaurant that had an issue with, I'm assuming, a Latino or Hispanic customer in her restaurant. Well, you heard that, Latino people. If you go into the Grey Jet Cafe, you're going to assume you a migrant and don't pay with a card. What kind of prepaid card is it? Like a Visa? Like, how would you even know? A Visa, like a gift card? Okay, let's talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Sherwin. You are dead on correct 1,000,000%. Do you know how many times I talk to people that complain about those issues? And the same thing that you said, I said, and I almost jumped through the roof of my where I live. She's complaining about it, but she accepted the payment. You know how many right-wingers complain about public sector programs or whatever, but they use it to the hilt, like Walmart, who doesn't filter anything, but one of their highest less issues of payment and all that are with governmental programs. They love the money when they get it, but they complain on the end about the people that are paying for it. That's point number one. Number two, you again are dead on correct about the inflation. General Mills just got caught with a memo that gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the top brass, shareholders, etc., and they said it's because of the increase, 25-35% increase in the box of cereals and stuff. I hope you hammer that home when I hear these right wingers tell everybody that the problem with Biden and the economy is inflation. It's not him, it's his companies that are getting away with it. So hopefully you drill that home more. I bet you do. And great topic and great show as always.
Thank you.
Get my answers up there.
All right, Steve. At first, when I heard Steve, I didn't know if friend or foe, but he was a friendly. I mean, what more can I possibly say? You know, corporations control price. Now, there's a competitive nature. You go and buy a box of cereal. You buy General Mills cereal. Who else makes cereal? Kellogg's cereal. Well, the Kellogg's cereal can't be too expensive. Otherwise, you just buy the General Mills cereal. But what happens is, in an entire industry, all of the competitors will raise their prices simultaneously. So it makes competition between them. They're still competitive, but if everybody in an industry raises all of their prices 10%, no matter which brand you buy, you are still paying 10% more. So I'm not an economist at all. I mean, I like money. I get paid. I do stuff with my money, but that's really about the extent of it. I know a little bit about investing, but other than that, I'm not like some money financial guru. When we told businesses to stop producing and stopped shipping, and we had supply chain issues, and nothing was being produced, and few things were being sold, a lot of corporations did not make any profit. And I believe to make up for the profit they didn't make when the economy was shut down for a good, it was like a good 4 or 5 months where economic activity in this country grinded to a halt. Unemployment was probably double digits because a lot of people just couldn't work. If you worked in a restaurant, you worked in a bar, you couldn't work. And for the time in which businesses were not raking in profit, they wanted to make up for the time in which they could not operate, couldn't be open, and couldn't sell anything. So they raised the prices. And for a period of time, you know what's crazy? We didn't feel it because of the stimulus money, because we were getting money. Some of y'all got a lot of stimmies. How many stimmies was it in total? I don't even remember. 4, 5? Y'all was all on Amazon shopping. You didn't care the prices were going up. You was getting what you thought was free government money. Here's the thing about money. When we have to print it in order to satisfy the number of Americans that were told to stay home from work, because it's different if the government tells you to stay home from work, then they owe you, okay? Government writes the checks, but we didn't necessarily have enough money in circulation to give everybody $1,400 or whatever the stimmies were, so we had to print money. And whenever you print money and you put more currency in circulation, the value of the dollar goes down. It's simple supply and demand. The more currency that is available, the more expensive things will become because the dollar loses its value because there's more dollars, there's more money, there's more cash in circulation. That created a lot of the inflation. Then you add on top of that, a lot of companies, businesses, and corporations were like, wait a minute, we weren't able to make any profit during these forced times of shutdown, so we're going to make up for it by charging people more money for goods and for services. You can't blame Joe Biden for that. If anything, blame Donald Trump. You don't know that Trump was president when the COVID started. That was Trump's COVID. Why don't we call him President COVID? Remember when he told y'all to drink bleach? Oh, you don't remember? I do. At the time, what? Yeah, he said, you got to drink bleach. And he said, oh, COVID will just go away in the warm weather and the sunshine. It'll just go away. Jeanette Kowalik was the health commissioner in the city of Milwaukee at the time. I was broadcasting from home. I wasn't connected to a radio station at that time. I didn't start here until December of 2020. COVID was going on the months prior to. So I remember getting a phone call from the health commissioner. She said, Sherwin, can you say on one of your broadcasts? And she sent me a press release. She's like, can you say on one of your broadcasts, tell people not to ingest bleach? I was like, pardon me? So as the commissioner of public health in the city of Milwaukee, y'all ain't gonna believe this. The number of people that were calling poison control spiked because Donald Trump said, if you drink bleach, it'll kill COVID. And people drank bleach. And it got so bad that the health commissioner had to issue a statement. And it's not like it's children. Remember when the kids were eating Tide Pods? Remember that? Savannah, did you eat a Tide Pod? You're in that age group where y'all thought you could eat laundry detergent.
No, but I did the cinnamon challenge.
Why would you do that? Did it burn very badly?
Yeah, it was taking my throat out for sure.
Okay, that's great. And we hired you here. That's cool. That's got a great screening process here. But there was grown adults that were drinking bleach because Donald Trump said so. And there was a spike in calls to poison control because people were drinking bleach. And this is the Republican nominee. And Savannah's my producer, and she did the cinnamon challenge. All right. The truth for sure when he was a be right back.